Welcome as we gather for worship on this week beginning the 10th of January 2021. And although this week and for the foreseeable future, we find ourselves not able to gather in the church building, wherever we are, in our homes, in the places where we stay, God is with us. And as we choose to come to worship by listening on the telephone or watching online, so we are bringing ourselves to God, trusting that he will speak to us as we share together in our worship. In this place, wherever we are, in this moment, whatever time it is, we gather in God. Come and whisper your name, already familiar on the lips of God, and in the echoing silence, listen as heaven celebrates its sound. In this belonging place, may we gather and make space to know God. We worship together now.
The first reading today is taken from Genesis chapter 1, reading from verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The second reading today is taken from Mark chapter 1, reading from verse 4 to verse 11. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region, and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven came, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Amen, and thanks be to God for his word.
In the beginning, God. Those are the words that we heard read this morning from Genesis chapter 1. And I love those words, "In the beginning, God." They are a centre point, a focus of our attention and our faith, that God is. And later on in those verses, we read of the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. That sense that something is about to happen. And then in our second reading, in Mark's Gospel, it's another beginning, a different kind of beginning this time, as Jesus moves from relative obscurity into the spotlight, as he is baptized in the waters of the River Jordan, as the dove flies down and settles, and those words are heard, "You are my own dear Son, with whom I am well pleased." So there are words here today about beginnings and new beginnings. There are words of anticipation of something that is to come. There are words of affirmation of the Son who is cherished and treasured by God. As we find ourselves in this second week of a new year, and on the back of the news last week that we have moved back to a lockdown similar to March, it seems that our lives have become very limited. It seems that much that gives us joy has been cut off from us. And so it may be hard to think about new beginnings. It may be hard to think of the idea of anticipating that which is to come. And we may be struggling to feel any sense of being blessed or cherished by God. But these words of Scripture are here this morning to remind us of those things. To remind us that in God there are always new beginnings. To remind us that God has a plan and a purpose, and that day when Jesus stepped into the waters was part of that plan of God. And those words, the affirmation of God's blessing on Jesus that day, but words that we need to hear today as well, that God has chosen us in Christ. Listen to these words. Launching out. They grow so fast. The newborn, duly celebrated, Decorations are quickly packed away. The hidden years flow by until we see him, a man of 30, standing by the River Jordan. A new birth. He will take the plunge, immerse himself into his calling. Having been the source of good tidings so long ago, the time has now come for spreading comfort and joy and speaking God's freedom in a time of oppression. There will be upsets and noses put firmly out of joint. The ending will be unexpected, even though he'd tell his friends to expect his imminent return. But this first new day must be marked. He will slough off the sawdust of a carpenter's workshop to follow his destiny. As he stands dripping, drenched in holy affirmation, he trusts the one he has followed since before he can remember. Diving from high heaven, a dove confirms that all is well. There is a sense here in our readings today that God is holding all things and that God is with us in all moments. A sense too of anticipation as the ministry of Jesus truly begins. For in the weeks and the months that are to come, what will be revealed is amazing. That baby born in the manger is indeed the Son of God. The Son who came to serve and not to be served. The Son who gave his life a ransom for many, bringing to all people the hope of new beginnings. Into what were you baptized? Into God, into Jesus, into the Holy Spirit, into community, into the church, into justice, into hope, into deep water, into laughter and tears? Into what were you baptized? Into the welcome of God, into the stories of Jesus, into the energy of the Holy Spirit, into the here and now, into the way it always has been, into a new beginning, into love, into forgiveness, into wonder. Into what were you baptized? Into the company of saints, into the songs of angels, into the outstretched hands of little ones, into city streets, into marketplaces, into country lanes, into death, into life, into resurrection. Into what were you baptized? That's a challenging question and an opportunity for us today to reflect on what it means to have been baptized into the community of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to belong to God and to belong to one another. May God bless us each one this day. Amen.